സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം. ഓം. പേജ് 13 വേഴ്സ് 4. ബ്രഹ്മാദിസ്ഥാവരാന്തേഷു വൈരാഗ്യം വിഷയേഷ്വനു യഥൈവ കാകവിഷ്ഠായാം വൈരാഗ്യം തദ്ധി നിർമ്മലം. ശങ്കരാചാര്യ ഇൻട്രൊഡ്യൂസിംഗ് ദി അധികാരി എ സ്റ്റുഡന്റ് ആർ എ സാധക the one who is in spiritual life, the one who wants a spiritual way of life, what are the qualifications required, what are the qualifications to be acquired by that student? Shankaracharya enumerating which are very important, helpful to attain self-knowledge. Adhikaritvam nar. Adhikaritvam means one has to be deserved to get that self-knowledge. If those qualifications are not there, the casual listening of Shastra will not give much benefit. Its purpose will not serve totally. The purpose of Shastra is to give liberation. Unless I have those qualifications, even Shastra Shravanam I do, that Shravanam cannot give full benefit. Therefore, you see, often in our Shastra, the Acharyas highlight the sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, the qualifications. These qualifications to be focused are highlighted in one's life. We should not neglect or ignore at any point of time. If I ignore, I am only the loser, and Shastra study is mere, I can say, waste of time. It is no use at all. It is same like another study of any subject, how people are studying. There is no much difference. Some academic information you get in this Shastra. Without qualification, if I study Shastra, it is a burden. Because you get more information and lot of burden you are carrying on your head. In some places, Acharyas criticize in such a way, like a donkey carrying weight behind. So, reading books and books and books, and just listening without any qualifications, it is just like carrying the Shastra, the books, literature, scriptures behind or in your head, like that donkey carrying the weight. What an example they give. No? Why such an example they give? To inform or to make us more serious in our sadhana. Are you qualified? Check yourself. All these four disciplines, sadhana, chetushtaya, sampatti. In Tattva Bodha Visa, in Vichara Sagara Visa, in Viveka Chudamani also Visa. But how many of us remember sadhana chetushtaya sampatti? Even if we remember also, how many of us are implementing all those shatka sampatti especially? So we have to look into those qualifications. First one is dispassion, vairagyam. Second one is discrimination, viveka, in this aparokshanubhuti order. Third one is discipline. All disciplines required, shatka sampatti, sixfold wealth. Fourth one is desire for moksha. Four D's, not 3D, 4D. Dispassion, discrimination, discipline and desire. Last class I have introduced that vairagyam. First, sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, Acharya takes here vairagyam, which is the utmost important qualification required. What do you mean by vairagyam? Dispassion, desirelessness. One Mahatma came to a village and all people went to him and they praised him. Oh Mahatma, you are so great. You have renounced everything in the world. Really, you are the greatest person in the world. Like that, they are praising that Mahatma. Then that sannyasi said, I am not great. You, the people, are greater than me. You are only greater than me. I am not great. Then the people asked, how we can have that greatness? You are only have renounced everything. We have not renounced anything. How can we be the great people? Then that sannyasi said, you have renounced Brahman. You have renounced Atma Vidya. Such a great Brahma Vidya or Atma Vidya you people have renounced. Therefore, you people are really greater than me. I am an ordinary person. I have renounced only ordinary things in the world. I have renounced only very, very ordinary things in the world, which are not having value at all. Therefore, my renunciation is not superior. He is criticizing the people. Your renunciation, because you have renounced such a great Brahman, Brahma Vidya, Atma Vidya, therefore you are the only greater, the greatest renunciates. Then they all bend their head. That's all. Understood. Like that, people, renunciation means what for we are renouncing anything. For higher thing, I drop certain lower, meager, inferior things to get some higher. Otherwise, why that sannyasi or any Mahatma drop something they are having? Another story also, you know, that Mahatma gave some gems to a poor person. Make a business. Then that person took that gems and going on the way, he thought of, this sannyasi has given me these diamonds. Such valuable gems he has given to me. That means he must be having much more valuable thing with him than these diamonds. Otherwise, how can he give this these valuable diamonds to me? What is that he is having? Let me go and find out. Then he went back and asked Mahatma, "Oh Mahatma, you have given me these diamonds which are valuable. So much valuable things you have given to me. How you are able to give these valuable diamonds to me? I think you must be having much more valuable thing with you than these diamonds. I think you must be having much more valuable thing with you than these diamonds. Tell me what is that? I want that only." Because sannyas, you know, anything they will give, people may take it as an advantage. Once you ask, they cannot say no. That is why this person asked, "Please tell me that." Then that sannyasi said, "Nothing that is Brahman, Atma Vidya, Brahma Jnanam, I have that. That's why I am totally Purnaha. I am not missing anything. With compared to those, these things, diamonds and all, they are nothing compared to Brahman. Therefore, that Brahma Jnanam gives me Purnatvam, not these diamonds. These are valueless compared to my Brahmananda." Then that person also thrown that diamonds and became his disciple of this sannyasi. He started studying Shastra. What I want to say, the value of that Brahma Vidya, if I know, I drop everything in this universe like Kakavishtha. Kakavishtha, one commentator writes, the Gardhava, the donkeys, their mutram, something they use for the jwaram, to reduce some jwaram, some diseases. Even know that cow dung, yesterday one news, cow dung and cow urine are good for the cancer cure. You can cure cancer by cow dung and urine. Like that, some excretion of some animals is good. But the Kakavishtha, when the crow drops something, that excretion of the crow, it is on your head, suppose. How much time you take to wash it? No? How much time you take? One day or 2 days? Few seconds, immediately. Like that, I have to renounce, I have to drop all these worldly pleasures. Iha amutra. I am not interested in any activities by which activity I get a pleasure in the world, or any rituals or any karmas, any other rituals, Vaidika karmas to get to higher lokas, also I am not interested. Because all are finite. I don't want anything in this world. That much vairagyam must be there. That too, nirmalam vairagyam. That visheshu anu means sadhanas. Along with sadhanas I have to drop. I am not interested in these worldly pleasures. I am not interested in the heavenly pleasures. Therefore, I am not interested in those sadhanas, the means to get those pleasures. I don't want to use any sadhanam, any means, no other rituals and all. I don't want to go to any higher lokas. That anu indicates any karma, yaga, yajna, homa, tapa, japa, all these For higher lokas, I am not interested. Even any puja in this world, to get something also, I am not going to worship God to get worldly pleasures. Therefore, Vishayeshu anu vairagyam. From Brahmadisthavaranteshu, from Brahmaji to Chaturmukha Brahma, Saraswati's pati. Mr. Saraswati, Mr. Saraswati. So, from Brahmaji, that is the highest post. That Brahmaji onwards up to Sthavaram, a small plant or small creature. Sthavaram you can take either plant or creature. Up to here also, I don't want anything. I renounce like Kakavishthayam, like a crow drop. I drop all these things. I drop what? Physically you cannot drop. Internally, I drop the desire for them. That is called renunciation. Sannyasi anartham. Either bahya sannyasa or antara sannyasa. That is why sannyasi means what? The one who renounces everything. There is no mineness. This is mine is not there. Everything belongs to the whole society only. Whatever they belong, they say it belongs to the society. It is not mine. My daughter, my son, my brother, my sister, that my is gone. My you have to delete if you are a sannyasi. So everyone has to be a sannyasi, whether you take ashrama sannyasa or not. You must be a sannyasi, internally especially. That mindness, once you drop, it becomes feebler and feebler, that mindness. Therefore, that is called vairagyam. First qualification. Patru vidu in ardham. Patru vidu. Drop attachment with everything, including with your own body. Next shloka, we will read. Shloka 5. Nityamatma swarupam hi. Drishyam tadviparitagam. Evam yo nischaya samyak. Viveko vastunasavai. Vivekahana. To have that nirmala vairagyam, you require viveka also. How you can have vairagyam? Through religious practices, by dosha darshanam. See the demerits, defects in all this objective world, whatever you are seeing. If you see the defect, dosha darshanam, dukkha misritam, atruptikaratvam, bandhakatvam, every object. If you see these doshas, you won't get any raga. Nirmalam vairagya means raga, dvesha, rahita vairagyam. Not grapes or sour vairagyam. That vairagyam with viveka, viveka sahita vairagyam alone is nirmala vairagyam. That alone is nirmala vairagyam. In Ashtavakra Gita, we saw moksho vishaya vairasyam bandho vaishayiko rasaha etavadeva vijnanam yathechasi tathakuru. What is vijnanam? What is intelligence? Intelligence is nothing. Moksha, I want moksha. Moksha, if I want, what I have to do? Vishaya vairasyam. I am not carried away by the Vishaya, the objects. Vishaya Vairasyam Mokshaha. I want Vishaya also, Moksha also, both cannot go together. If I want Moksha, drop Vishaya. Vishaya means including people, relations, transactions, obligations. All you have to drop. Vishaya Vairasyam Mokshaha. What is Bandha? Bandhaha Vaishaiko Rasahana. Enjoying every Vishaya is called Bandha. And hooked to every object, carried away by that object, obsession in the mind, always thinking about son, daughter, son, daughter. Then daughter-in-law, son-in-law. Daughter-in-law, son-in-law. Then granddaughter, grandson. Granddaughter, grandson. Then it goes like that only. No? List non-stop. Vaishayikaha rasahanar. That rasa is so juice. Mine. My people. My people. My family. That my family, my people, that attachment is a greatest obstacle. Therefore, you can live in the world, live with the people, but rely upon God. Okay, live in the world, live with the people, but rely upon God. That is the way you can develop vairagyam. So world dependence to God dependence. Now what is viveka? Viveka is nitya, nityam atmaswarupam. Atmaswarupam nityam. Atmaswarupam means the self, the observer, the druk, is nityam, eternal. Na jayate na mriyate va kadachit. That atma, ajo nitya shashvatoyam puranaha na hanyate hanyamane sharire. Engyo ketta madri irukkalle. Bhagavad Gita. Which chapter? Second chapter. Very good. You are all senior students. Atma nityam. Aham. This Atma, this Self is real. Drik is real. Drishyam is unreal, anityam. Drishyam is the entire universe. Other than the observer, whatever I experience, the experiencer, the Self is Satyam. Drik is Satyam. But whatever I experience, everything is mithya, anityam. It has got lot of defects. Savikaratvam, sagunatvam, agamapayitvam. It has umpteen defects. Drishya prapancha. Yatu yatu drishyam tatu tatu anityam. Drishyatvat ghatavat. So whatever I experience is mithya. What do you mean by viveka? Tell me. Atma, anatma, viveka. Sat, Brahma is satyam. Asat, anatma is mithya. Nama, rupa, prapancha is mithya. Asti, bhati, priyam, rupam, nama, chet, yamsha, panchakam. Adhyatrayam brahmarupam jagadrupam tatodvayam drigdrishya viveka. So atma satyam, anatma mithya. So drigdrishya viveka. Atma alone is real, the self alone is real, it is eternal, it is birthless, it is unobjectifiable, it is ancient, it is neither doer nor enjoyer, whereas nama rupa prapancha, whatever I am seeing, including body mind complex, everything is anityam. It has got birth, it has got death, it has got modifications, it is objectifiable, therefore fully opposite. That's what Acharya says, tad viparitagam means atma viparitagam, just opposite. If atma is nityam, this body mind drishya prapancha is anityam. Yatu yatu drishyam anityam. This law is very important. I like it. Okay, what is anatma? Whatever you see, whatever you perceive, whatever you experience is anatma. Simple. You need not study any PhD for this sake. What is anatman? Whatever you experience, you perceive, you come across, you objectify, that is anatma. Then how to find out that? It is your job, it is your homework. Come on, write whatever you are perceiving. Put on the paper. Start writing. Big list comes, including your body, including your mind. Nothing left out except the one who is writing. That witnesser, that is called drik, observer. I, the subject, I am the self, who is the truth, the satyam, nityam. This is called atma anatma viveka. Tad viparitagam, drik atma, drishyam is anatma. Nama rupa rahitam brahma. Nirgunam, this is sagunam. Atma is nirvikaram, anatma shariram is prapancha is savikaram. Atma never come and go, whereas every object in the world has got manufacturing date and expiry date. All viparitagam, see, look, opposite. Viparitagam, evam yaha nischayaha samyak. Whoever does this samyak nischayaha nar. Samyak, not only Saturday evening class, 1 hour, 6 to 7, no. All the time, pashyan srinvan, spruśan jigran, all the time. This has to be going on, like a red light inside. All the time, what is anatma? If I know that is anatma, I will not hold on to that. Because it is temporary, it is anityam, it is defective. It has got lot of defects. Therefore, I don't want that anatma, including body. I will not hold on to this body. Very difficult, no? That is why viveka is very important. Powerful, samyak nischayaha. Nischayaha means what? Conviction. Samyak means not 50%, 30%, 10% in ardham. Samyak. Samyak nischayaha means what? 100%. I must have the conviction. Atma, satyam, shariram, asatyam, anityam, mithya, drishyam. Therefore, ahankara-wise, mamakara-wise, both are, I have to drop. Both are mithya, both are anatma. Samyak nischayaha eva. Upon what? Vastunaha vivekaha. Upon this entire universe, objective world, including this body, vastunaha vivekaha saha. Sahaeva vastunaha vivekaha iti gneyaha. One must know this. One must have this knowledge. Vastunaha samyak vivekaha saha iti gneyaha. That nischaya jnanam is very important. How you do that? Viveka discrimination. This is called discrimination. Vichakshana jnanam. Vichakshana jnana means, in this world, there is no ananda at all. Atma is what? Sat, chit, ananda. Sat, chit, anantam, Taittiriya Upanishad. Sat, Chit Anantam Atma Swarupam. Ananda also, in Taittiriya Upanishad, third valli, Ananda. Second valli, Satchit Ananta. So, what is the nature of Atma? Satchit Ananta, Ananda Swarupam Atma. What about Prapancha Sariram? Asat, Achit. Okay, it is not Anantam, it is Santam. It has got an end. Ananda is there in Prapancha? No, there is only Dukkha. What, Swamini? No, Dukkha you are telling. Because you don't have anything, that's why you are telling Dukkha. But we are seeing, experiencing lot of Ananda. Shastra says, you are thinking you are so smart. Shastra says, I am smarter than you. See, what Ananda you are getting from the world, really speaking, that is not from the world you are getting. Really speaking, Vishayananda, you are thinking Ananda is coming from the son or daughter or from house or car. That is not true. That Vishaya Ananda is another name for Brahmananda, Swarupa Ananda. Brahmananda only reflecting when your mind is so calm, it is reflecting there. That Vishayananda also Brahmananda only. Because of Ajnana, we are thinking that is giving Ananda. It's not true. How much ignorant we are, no? Appa, what we are having treasure, you know? What wealth we are having? Ajnanam. Ignorance is our wealth. I am a wealthiest person. Ajnanam. Jnani alone is the richest person in the world. Other than Jnani, everyone is poor. All are poor. Only Jnani is the richest person. It's not just praising or glorifying. Because Jnani is having such a knowledge. Brahmananda, Ananda is not coming from money, Ananda is not coming from any object. That wrong perception is free. But all people are having wrong perception. World is giving Ananda. If I get a daughter-in-law, I get Ananda. Daughter-in-law is not going to give Ananda. If daughter-in-law gives Ananda, she should give all the time. She gives Ananda for 6 months, maximum 12 months. Afterwards, Anna. Mara, Mari, Anna. So, Adi, Dadi, Anna. These are all just our own misconceptions. Not only daughter-in-law, anything for that matter you take in this world. Because use the world, live with the people, but never rely upon them for your security. That is what Shastra wants. Never expect peace or happiness from them. If you expect, that is your mistake. How much great mistake? Himalayan blunder. That is called Himalayan blunder. How to compare that blunder mistake with what I can compare? So sometimes we have to compare na Himalayan blunder na. Inka adhi veda perusu kediyadu, no? And alavukku mistake pandrom nam. If I have this knowledge, that is called Viveka. Samyak nischayaha vastunaha vivekaha saha iti gneyaha. Next shloka we will read. So, Vairagyam Viveka over. Next qualification is what? Disciplines. Third D. Tattva Bodha, recollection. Acharya is not giving exactly like Tattva Bodha. There is a little difference. There is a difference. Sixth shloka we will read. Sadaiva vasanatyagaha. Shamo yamiti shabditaha. Nigraho bahya vrittinam. ದಮ ಇಚ್ಚಭಿಧೀಯತೆ. ಸದಾ ವಾಸನಾ ತ್ಯಾಗಃ ಶಮಃ. ಅಯಂ ಶಮಃ ಇತಿ ಶಬ್ದಿತಃ. ವಾಸನಾ ತ್ಯಾಗಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಸನಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಥಾಟ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ರಿಜಿಸ್ಟರ್ಡ್ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸಸ್. ವಾಸನಾಸ್ ಯು ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾಸನ. ಸೊ ಥಾಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ತ್ರೀ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್: ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ಲಿ ಥಾಟ್ಸ್, ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಬೇಸ್ಡ್ ಥಾಟ್ಸ್, ವಿಲ್ ಬೇಸ್ಡ್ ಥಾಟ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಸನಾ ಬೇಸ್ಡ್ ಥಾಟ್ಸ್. ಎವ್ರಿ ಮೂಮೆಂಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗೆಟ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಥಾಟ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ವೇವ್ಸ್. ದ ಓಷನ್ ವೇವ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಟಾಪಿಂಗ್ ಅಟ್ ಎನಿ ಟೈಮ್. ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಯು ಸೀನ್ ಎ ಓಷನ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ವೇವ್ಸ್? Small or big, all the time waves are coming and going, coming and going. Now just close your eyes, not now, at home, close your eyes and watch how many thoughts are coming. Count. What thought is coming, don't bother. But how many thoughts are coming, you have to watch. Watch how many thoughts are coming. Just take only 10 minutes sample, not much time. 10 minutes. How many thoughts? You wonder, within 10 minutes, 10,000 minimum. 10,000 thoughts. You cannot count. You cannot count. Impossible. Either small thought or big thought, audio or visual, any thought can come. Sometimes dialogues going on inside, you know. That is called audio thought. Sometimes people come in front of you. Their complexion, their height, everything comes. That is called video thought. I have coined those two names, you know. Audio thought and video thought, you know. Some thoughts are with pictures. Some thoughts are with sounds. Okay. Anyhow, thoughts are worldly-based thoughts. World-based thought means if when I see an object, suppose you see this clip, and I show this clip, immediately clip thought comes. How do you know you got clip thought? Because you know this is clip. To know this is clip, it presupposes what? Clip thought. Once you get clip thought alone, you know this is a clip. Without thought of that object, you can never know that object. I'll repeat. Without the thought of that object, you can never know that object. So, the knowledge of that object presupposes the thought of that object. In the logic form, this is called mechanism of thought. Thought analysis. Thought analysis. When I see the worldly objects, each object when I see immediately, I get a form knowledge or sound knowledge or taste knowledge or touch knowledge. Every knowledge coming, every knowledge presupposes what? Thought of that object. Now you are listening my words. Sound, knowledge you are getting. So the thought is coming in your mind. Then Swamini is speaking, that immediately knowledge comes. This voice is Swamini's voice. So thought is required. So whatever comes from the worldly objects when I see interact, the thoughts arise, I get knowledge. So world-based thoughts. From morning to till night, what we are getting? Maximum world-based thoughts. World means world objects, objective world based thoughts, and then the pural, and then the thought. That person and that thought comes. But we are not noticing that, no? It happens. How much time it takes, no? fraction of seconds, moments, it happens. Even you cannot monitor that much fast it is happening. What a brain Bhagavan has given. Mind is so powerful. Manayeva manushyanam karanam bandhamokshayoho. So such a powerful mind we are having. If you know that power of the mind, that thought, you know your thought power, how to control, how to direct, how to channelize, you can make wonders. You can make wonders. If you don't know that, the same thought, same mind, it will make you to play according to its tunes. The same mind, same thought. So second type of thoughts are will-based thoughts. Will-based. That means, I want to come to the class today. Whether to go to class or not, thought. It depends upon my will. Whether am I ready to go to the class today or not. Or today Saturday, let me go for shopping. That is called a will. I use my free will. I want to decide whether to do this or not to do this or to do in a some other way. So the decision making through using my willpower, I use my will, then some thoughts are coming. Whether to go there or not, will, I am using my will. How long I have to work, where to work, all are will-based thoughts. You plan and think. Those thoughts are called will-based thoughts. When you see the world, worldly objects, the thought comes world-based thoughts, will-based thoughts. Apart from these two types of thoughts, there is another type of thought called vasana-based thoughts. Vasana-based means some long ago, something happened. And that incident, imprint is there in your mind. That imprint is totally registered, potentially, in vasana-rupena. Vasana-rupena, it is stored in the chip form. Vasana, the best word is called chip. In that chip, vasana chip, there are so many experiences. And suddenly after 10 years, after 15 years, and that incidents crop up. They come to surface in the form of thoughts. 15 years back, a person's contact, relation, or any experience, any dialogue, any words, which are all taken place that time, and you recollect, and bringing back, எங்கேயோ இருக்கிறதெல்லாம் தோடி எடுத்து எடுத்து கொண்டு வந்து உட்கார்ந்து எப்போ மெடிடேஷன் அட் த டைம் ஆஃப் மெடிடேஷன் தே ஆல் கம் டு சர்ஃபேஸ் அண்ட் தே கம் அண்ட் டிஸ்டர்ப் திஸ் பர்சன் ஆல் தோஸ் வாசனாஸ் 30 years back, 50 years back எப்போ நடந்தது ஈவன் தட் பீப்புள் ஆர் ஆல்ரெடி எக்ஸ்பயர்ட் ஆல்சோ தட் வாசனாஸ் remain inside. Some people might have expired also, because of whom we have got some experiences. Even after their departure, but vasanas are alive, like CD madri. They are alive. Where? In the mind chip, vasana chip la adirukum, and the vasana based thoughts. And they all always coming without your plan. Without your deliberate plan or will, just like that they come up when you are sitting alone especially. That's why people are afraid of sitting alone. Why, you know? Palash, in Tamil, we say palash. We say palash. Palash all manasakulla varadenna, yen varadenna, theriyala. So on the manasukulla, in the mind, all these vasanas are there, and one vasana just come in the form of what? How you recollect? in the form of thought. Have you planned? No. Without your knowledge, without your permission, just like that they come out. What to do? What do we do generally? We go on thinking. Ama. Appadi ippadi nadandhathu. Why I am thinking 30 years back it happened. Either pleasant or unpleasant incident. I am sitting and masticating. Vasana based thoughts. That's what Acharya says. Sada vasana tyagaha. Vasana tyagaha means when your vasanas rise in the form of thoughts, may you control, discipline. This is called mental immunity. Develop mental stamina. Never carried away by those vasanas, thoughts. Never carry away by them. Why? Past is past, dead and gone. Why I have to worry? No. That is very choosy. No? That is very choosy. I go on thinking. After, by that time you recognize where you are, half an hour over, 1 hour is over. Like this, how much time we are wasting our time, you know? We never know that. We are wasting our physical energy, mental energy, intellectual energy, everything. That's why our energy is drained through these channels without our any permission or admission. Without any permission, they are all coming and disturbing us. That is why many people are weak, very shallow in their thinking, in their action. Many people, why they are weak, you understand now? Because they don't have shama, mind control. Why? Vasana based our thoughts are playing role, or will based thoughts are worldly based thoughts. Worldly based for interaction you require. It's okay. Will based thoughts also not much disturbing. But what is disturbing much more na vasana based. That's why vasana tyagaha. Shamaha. In tattva bodha mano nigraha. Just one word. Acharya want to say, what is that mano nigraha? Discipline in the mind. Indriyani hayanahuhu. Indriyebhyah parammanaha. That kadivalam. Mind is like kadivalam. Sense organs like horses. So, buddhintu saradhim vidhi manah pragrahamevacha. Indriyas are like horses. Mind is like that controller in the driver's hand. Kadivalam. The rein. How to control. What about this shamaha? What for? For adhikaritvam. To study Vedanta. To study Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads, one must have control on one's own mind. That too, vasana-based thoughts. Mano nigraha. How I can develop mano nigraha? That is not here. We have to practice that by religious way of life, panchamaha, yajnas, dhyanam, dharana, ashtanga yoga, all are there. Shamaha ayam iti shabditaha. It is termed as, called as, shabditaha means called as. Shamaha. What is that shamaha? Vasana tyagaha. Vasana means subconscious mind. Subconscious mind la. In the subconscious mind, all past experiences, they come out and disturbs you. Don't allow. Not allowing that those vasana-based thoughts is called, restraining those thoughts is called shamaha. Nanna gnapakam vechukonu. Am I practicing shamaha or not? Question. Now if I am not practicing, practice it now. Are you practicing already? Intensify that sadhana. Then next one, in Shatka Sampatti, 6, 7, 8, these three shlokas, Acharya talks about Shatka Sampatti. Shatka Sampatti means a sixfold wealth. They are the third step of sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti, 4. In those 4, Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti, Vairagya, Viveka, then Shatka Sampatti, the third one, there are 6. In those 6, the first one is Shamaha. Shatka Sampatti, third Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti is called Shatka Sampatti. Ennamo Sami, Patti Patti Patti. Shatka Sampatti, Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti. Chatushtaya means 4. Among 4, the third one is Shatka Sampatti. Sixfold wealth. And the sixfold wealth, Acharya enumerating. And the sixfold wealth, which belongs to Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti, which is the third step, that is, first one is Shamaha, mind control, mind discipline, not suppression, but channelizing, directing, in a right channel. No suppression, no depression, no oppression. Only channelization, restrain. From what? Shubha Shubhabhyam Margabhyam Vahanti Vasana Sarit. Your vasanas are always goes towards Shubha and Ashubha Kamas. Shubha Shubhabhyam Margabhyam, good and bad, right and wrong, dharma and adharma. All these Nishiddha and Vidhi Nishedha. Vidhi is Shubhavasana, Nishedha is Ashubhavasana. So never allow them. Shubha Shubhabhyam Margabhyam Vahanti Vasana Sarit. Always your vasanas, your swabhava, because of Janma 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 Samskara, it goes towards either Shubha or Ashubha. Check when they are going towards Ashubha. Prayatnena, Paurushena, Prayatnena, Yojaniya, Shubhepati. May you turn your vasana channel towards where? Shubha, Shubhavasana, Shubhakamana, virtuous desires, dharmic desires, all those are spiritually helpful. Otherwise, our time, energy, everything go waste. By the time you recognize 10 years, 15 years old, you become old. The time will not come back, age will not come back. Naturally it happens because they are all very powerful. What to do? Therefore, Shama is very important. Then second one in Shatka Sampatti is Damaha. What do you mean by Damaha? Bahya Vritti Naam Nigraha. Bahya Vritti Naam means, Bahya means Karanams. External Karanams. Sense organs. Organ, you have to say, not organ. Organ. Okay. Sense organ. Bahya means karanam. Vritti means function. Their functions. Bahyendriya nigraha. Their function I have to restrain. Shamakkaha mano nigraha. Damakkaha bahyendriya nigraha. So bahya indriya nigraha. Damaha iti abhidhiyate. The movement of these karma indriyams, bahya karanams, karma indriyas, vak, pani, pada, payu, upastha, karma indriyas are only always functioning. That is why they are called karma indriyas. So antarindriyam manas. Shamaha manonigraha connected to antarindriyam. That is antarindriyam. Jnana indriyams and karma indriyams belong to bahyam. They are inputs and outputs. Always jnana indriyams and karma indriyams are bahya indriyams. Controlling them, disciplining those sense organs of knowledge, sense organs of action, we have to control. That is called Damaha. Kandade kaatchi, kondade kolam irukka koodadu. Okay. When you are seeing something, when you are talking something, when you are eating something, whatever you are doing with any sense organ, Pancha Jnaniendriyani, Pancha Karmaendriyani. I have to monitor. I have to check. After scrutiny only they have to be allowed. That is called Damaha. Very, very tough. The toughest. Because all are attractive outside. Tongue control. Talking tongue, eating tongue. Talking tongue, eating tongue. Jite rasam, jite sarvam. If I control my tongue, I can control the whole world. Sarvam. So, control your speech. Control your food also. But these two only people very loosely use. No? Very loosely they use. Before talking, do sorting out job. While eating, something going inside. Eating tongue, you know, sending inside. Talking tongue, sending the words outside. Rundu dangerous da. Whatever you like you eat means dangerous. Whatever you like to talk, if you talk, dangerous. Next day paper la vandudum. So be careful. Talking tongue, eating tongue, be careful. One tongue taking inside, another tongue outside. That's why Bahya Indriya Nigraha Damaha. Next shloka. Shloka 7. Shatka Sampakti continuation. Vishayebhyah paravrittih.
Vishayebhyah paravrittih.
Paramo parama. Okay. Vishayebhyah paravrittih.
Vishayebhyah paravrittih.
Paramo parama tirhisam. Sahanam sarva dukkhanam.
Sahanam sarva dukkhanam.
Titiksha sa
shubhamata.
Maintenance, restraining. Here the third shakta sampatti, shama dama over. Now third Shatka Sampatti of third sadhana chedashtaya sampatti. Vishayebhyaha paravrittihi. Paravrittihi means withdrawing. Withdrawing from Vishayebhyaha, from the objects. May you withdraw your mind from sense objects. Not from all unnecessary interaction, unnecessarily don't allow your sense organs or mind to go towards objects. Is this is necessary for me? Then only allow. Otherwise don't allow. Paravrittihi means withdrawing. Vrittihi means what? Activity. Paravrittihi, avrittihi means withdrawing. From where? Vishayebhyaha. Parama, paramoparatihi. This is called uparatihi. Uparati. Uparati means withdrawal. It is there in Ashtanga Yoga also. Uparaman. In the form of uparaman. Asana, pranayama, pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, samadhi. Pratyahara there. That alone is called uparama. Withdrawal of senses. Parama uparatihi, that is called the highest. Uparatihi means sannyasi lifestyle and artham. Sannyasi, okay. The commentator writes, uparati means what? Not reveling. Rati means reveling in sense pleasures. Uparati means what? Not reveling in sense pleasures. That is called uparatihi. Paravrittihi, that is parama, it is the supreme, that is the most important qualification, means mental quietitude. Mental quietitude, uparatihi, from vishayas may you withdraw your mind. Never do internal chattering. internal chattering or external chattering. May you withdraw from, once you have shama dama, uparama is very easy. Mental quietude, keeping the mind calm and quiet, not occupied with anything. Your mind is free from preoccupation. Mind should not be preoccupied. 99% it is preoccupied with something or other. I don't want Swamini, but what can I do? It is always like that, preoccupied. So that preoccupation is the problem. Always thinking something about something or other, about someone or other. All the time. That is called preoccupation. And interested in curiosity. Paramarthananda Swamiji says, may you trim your curiosity. You know. Trimming your curiosity is called uparatihi. You know. Or uparama. We are all very curious to know about others' matters. Why you are so interested? Vedantic student should not have any interest about the third person. When you are talking to other person, you talk about your own vishayam, not third person's vishayam. Never allow the mind to think or never allow your sense organs to discuss or to talk. Therefore, avoid that unnecessary intervention of those preoccupation in the mind. Never allow the mind to be preoccupied with anything. Then only that mind alone is available. Already preoccupied and enna varum manasuki Vedanta ki Vedanta is out. Everything is inside. Except Vedanta, everything is there in the mind. Anna. Enna vishayam? So now what I have to do? Only Vedanta should be there. Everything is out. That is called real uparatihi. Romba tough. Let us see 1 week. This we have to practice. If you are already practicing, intensify and see that difference. Tremendous difference comes. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.